Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
March 4th, second Sunday in Lent. Like last Sunday's gospel, this is a story with a strong theological overlay. Jesus surely had an experience of his Father in heaven at some point in his public life, in which he perceived that it was necessary for him to go up to Jerusalem and, like the prophets, die for the good news he had come to preach. The disciples didn't understand the experience then, nor is it clearer we understand it now. Jesus saw that, like all humans, he had to die. He also perceived that his death, like all deaths, would be horrible, though more horrible than most. Nonetheless, he was confident of his Father's love for him. So he went to Jerusalem bravely, because he knew that ultimately God would vindicate the good news with his powerful love. So he must understand that God, too, will vindicate us eventually, and Jesus will accompany us down into the valley of death. Lent, in a way, is more about our own deaths and resurrections than it is about Jesus. Well, once upon a time, there was a scientist who believed in nothing at all. He enjoyed especially putting those down who had near-death experiences, in which they were revived after they clinically died. It was all brain chemistry, he insisted, an evolutionary adjustment for a species that is conscious of its own mortality. There was no tunnel, no figuring way at the end of it, no choice about whether to stay or come back. It was an illusion caused by brain chemicals that are released at the moment of death. Then he had a heart attack and was clinically dead when they got him to the hospital. However, the doctors revived him, and he reported that he had indeed gone through a near-death experience. It was an illusion, he insisted, caused by brain chemicals, just like I've always said. I do not believe in anything at all except science. When we are dead, and that's that. However, he seemed a little less afraid of death than most of his atheist colleagues. One of them asked him if he was not afraid that he might be wrong. He looked around nervously. Promise you won't quote me? Yes. Well, I figure if the near-death experience was at all an illusion, I have nothing to lose by saying it was an illusion. On the other hand, the person in white who was waiting for me when I was dying. Well, there's so much love there, so I will be forgiven. So it's a good gamble. Oh, said his colleague. Yeah, either way, I'm going to win, he said.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.